Hello, devotional friends. This is Nate Ware again. I just finished a letter to a very good friend of mine, one who I haven't seen actually in 31 years, but yet we have kept over the years many, many communications. He being more faithful than myself, but I did all right. But Ralph Porter of 29 Palms, California, formerly of 29 Palms Ministries, has been a giant. A lion of God in the fight, the good fight for the kingdom of God, for Jesus Christ. He's a man that, well, there are many examples in our lives of persons that have been particularly meaningful, and Ralph was one of them, is one of them. He's suffering from a number of health issues now, but still, oh, when he writes, what encouragement. And one thing that he left with me years ago when we were working together at the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center, 29 Palms, and was keep in the battle. And he would quote 2 Timothy 4:7. And also another charge to Timothy he would keep would be 1 Timothy, 6th chapter, 11 and 12. But thou, O man of God, flee these things that follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on to eternal life, whereupon thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. How true that is. We make a profession, we mean it, we stick by it, we dedicate our lives to it. It is the foundation, the compass point, it's the direction our life takes. And if it's pointed in the right direction, what can befall you? You're fighting a good life of faith that will bring abundant life now and eternal life later by the power of God. So fight the good fight of faith. Keep in the battle. Yes, there's many things to distract us. There's many enemies and many hurdles, but yet it's a race. Fight the good fight of faith and stay in the race. It's worth it. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and you never fight alone. There's a scoreboard way down somewhere in the distance. You win. Sin zero. This is Nate Ware, wishing you every good prayer and power to fight the good fight of faith. Amen.